KNZA locker room chats continuing here tonight. 103.9. We're talking Perry LeCompton. It's brought to you by First State Bank, and we're joined now by Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach. That is Matt Simmons. Coach, we'll dive into it. There's a lot to get to coming in after the holiday break, but let's go back to December 20th, that last game before the break. You were at home. We had it on KNZA, taking on Royal Valley. Pretty solid performance, I'd say. 60-43, you guys are able to get the win. How nice was it to head into the break with that kind of momentum?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really good to play at home as well. We hadn't played at home yet, and our guys were really excited to get in front of our home crowd, and we had a really good crowd show up, which was exciting to see, and we're thankful for that. You know, Royal Valley, we knew, is dangerous. They've played some really good teams really close. They've beat some good teams. It's a winning program. And them coming into our place, we knew if we weren't ready to go, they were going to make it a really good game, and they did for a while. And I think our defense just kind of turned into our offense. That's kind of been our, you know, our motto this year, because we can kind of turn people up defensively and get some steals and use our length to our advantage. And we had some times where we were lackadaisical, and, you know, the Preston Ross was really good at driving us baseline, and we did a really bad job of that. So we took some things from that win, and hopefully utilize it to get better over the break.
You sit here at 5-1 through six games as we start 2023, the lone loss back in the Paola tournament in early December to a very good Wellsville team. As you sit here at 5-1, what's kind of the assessment as we start 23?
The same old stuff, take it one game at a time. Be proud of what we've done so far, but we have a monstrous schedule ahead of us. And so we just need to take what we've learned from these wins and even the loss and use it moving forward to our advantage. You know, go to Riverside. It's a tough place to play. Coach Herbster does a really good job. The Percy and Todrick Duncan have just really, really given it to us in the past. I mean, Todrick last year, I know, had 33 and 18 in the game here, and they took us to overtime at their place last year. Just have a ton of respect for those two. And they've got some, you know, some other pieces around them, some young guys who are getting some experience, and coach is going to have them ready to go. So, we had some really good practices over the break. We changed it up a little bit, had some of our top guys really go against each other. We did some scrimmaging and things to make it feel like a game during that long break. And, you know, I know our guys are tired of playing against each other, and they're ready to go play.
Yeah, and you kind of dove into the next question that was coming towards you, and just was kind of how you utilized that practice time, you know, through the holiday break, and now you get it back and ramped up here with Riverside. You mentioned the Todrick, or the Duncans, I should say, Todrick and Percy. They have been very good in this league for a while now, and certainly are a handful to deal with. As you look at keys to the game, you know, containing them, obviously going to be keys, but what do you want to see? What will be a few extra keys to get 23 started with a positive note?
Yeah, I think we've got to stop settling for threes, and we really talked about that over the break, and it seems when teams zone us, we just can't wait to make one pass and throw up a shot and hope it goes in. And I think we need to do a better job being patient and getting the ball into the right spots and play inside out, especially with our size. And defensively, I have been really happy this year, and I think as a coach, all you can see is, you know, negatives, and honestly, I've been really happy with it, and I think we've even tightened up some things over the break and changed a couple things, and but, you know, we've kind of pounded into their head that if you guys aren't ready, the Percy and Todrick, they will absolutely have their way with you. So we've got to come into Riverside understanding the game plan, understanding what it takes to win in a tough place on the road and against some really good players and coaches. And I think it's going to be a battle, and you just got to hope that our defense carries us through that game.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us. Cause are off to a great start. 5-1. They are 3-0 in league play, but the 23 portion of the schedule starts Friday with a road trip to Riverside. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We're back off and running. Can't wait to talk to you here for the next month and change. And we will talk to you again next week.
All right. See you then.